Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Pam Harper is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and CEO of Business Advancement, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We're talking about ways to sharpen your strategic focus as a CEO of your company. Pam, I think we got their attention. Thanks for hanging out with me. What's the first thing we need to do to sharpen our focus?
Well, these are actually examples of framing. You know how when you think about glasses, eyeglasses, and they
right.
have frames? Well, one of the best ways to find out what is really going on and to look at changes and catch them and use them to your advantage is to look at the framing, how you frame it. So, for example, one way you can do this is by asking a series of what I call the 5W questions.
The interrogatives, yeah.
Well, what, why, who, when, and where.
Yeah.
Say that fast. What, why, who, when, and where. And you know what's interesting is these seem so straightforward. People go, what? You know, that's so straightforward. But the fact is that we have caught more lurking assumptions with these kinds of questions than any other way. Because even when you're asking it of yourself and you ask it from both stands, both points of view, in other words, what's inside and outside the bounds of what you're considering, and you ask not what, but what isn't. Why not? Who?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who else? Or who, you know, why? And where? For example, one of the things that more and more tiny businesses, and bigger businesses are doing is strategic partnering. You and I have talked about this
Absolutely.
A lot.
Yep.
Well, where? I mean, I was just talking with a law firm recently, and they are a small law firm, and they are partnering with another company that's located in a totally different place to take on services that they never would have thought they would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you couldn't do that if you said, well, everything has to be done in my office, or who? Everything has to be done by our employees. There are reasons to do something and not to do something, but when you begin to look at something by contrast, an issue by contrast, you can get new insights, you can expand your vision, you can think bigger than you ever thought before, and you can also look at it more realistically. So that's one. Another one, really quickly, is, you know, we talk about the glass half full and that glass half empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
The glass half full, the glass half empty. This is another way to frame a situation. And there are people who naturally have a tendency toward one way or the other. But I will say that neither perspective is universally good or universally bad. And it's tapping into both views that gives you the greatest chance for being innovative and being grounded at the same time. Think about it. You're talking about.
So what does it tell you about yourself? If you're, I mean, when you say half empty or half full, is there a wrong answer?
No, that's my point. My point is that you must look at why something is great, absolutely, but at the same time, why might it not work?
Yeah, so you're saying take both sides.
That's what I'm saying. Contrasting
yeah.
views.
Look, if you're a half full kind of person, be the devil's advocate on that side, on that discussion.
Or well, that's right.
And vice versa, right?
Right, because the fact is that there always is a good side to something. I mean, we want people to think big, absolutely, as big as you can. But at mm-hmm. the same time, it can be very dangerous not to think about what else.
And let me give you a practical application of that. It's one of the things I tell my audience about all the time when you're going to the bank to get a loan, to a business loan, you've got your scenario, you know, you're building your proposal. You want to buy a building, you want to buy some equipment, you want inventory, whatever it is that you've got a specific purpose for. Well, what I tell people to do is build a cash flow statement, a cash flow projection, go out 12 months or so, and build it and show how that loan's going to contribute to the company and how it's going to help the company, et cetera, et cetera. But show what you think will happen. But
That's
then
right.
but then create another version of this where you don't hit those marks, a more conservative approach, which would not be what you would want, but it would be the level that you could drop to and still pay the bank back.
Exactly.
And those
that way
two,
you're protecting yourself.
Well, that way you're letting the banker know, and yourself. You're mm-hmm. saying to yourself, I'm prepared for these eventualities.
Well, that's right. So if you're always thinking in worst-case scenario, of course, you never get to any great
right.
thing.
Well, you won't you won't get the loan either, by the way.
That's true. So that's another one. A third one that is...
Can I stop you there for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to talk about the third one in the next segment, because I want to come back. I want to come back to the interrogatives, too.
The what, why,
who, and where, and all that. Uh-huh. Those salespeople know those as the non-directive probing words, the interrogatives. And what they know about those words, professional salespeople, what they know about those words is that you cannot answer that question with a yes or a no. A non-directive probe using who, what, when, where, how, etc. has to be answered with words. You can't just say yes or no.
That's right.
And so if you use those words in this focusing process, it makes you say something to yourself, right? You can't just
exactly.
say yes or no.
Well, exactly. But I think it's also important to emphasize that you should look at both sides of the scenario even there. You know, why and why not?
Right.
You know, it's
okay,
the that, same
but
thing.
Exactly. But regardless of whether you say why and why not, you still have to say something. You can't
That's
just
right.
say yes or no, and so.
Well, that's right.
So you want to make sure these are communication tools, folks, that you can use with customers, or in this case, use with yourself or your team if you're doing strategic planning with your team. If somebody makes a great case for something, then it's appropriate in those settings for somebody else to say, "Well, why not? What if, so to speak?" Pam Harper is our guest, and she and I will be right back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.